This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
I thought you said.
Hello. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Vinny is getting scoped today, and in his place is Johnny Mosley. Thank you for helping us out this morning, Johnny.
Good luck, Vinny.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm sure it'll go very smoothly. It's the lead up.
It better go smooth.
Yes.
Better be smooth.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
You want a smooth operator back there.
Smooth operator.
That is what you want. That's exactly what you want.
You got to breathe through it. Just relax.
Relax. Mm-hmm. Just relax all the. Just don't clench. Stop clenching. Don't do it. Mm-hmm. It's going to be good. It's going to be fun. All right, Mr. Hassan. Just go ahead and turn on your side and let's lift those knees up to the chest.
Relax yourself.
Really? And he loves Sade too. So that'd be perfect.
Maybe play that in there.
Yes. Yeah.
Make sure you let go of that pelvic floor.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, but
let that hang slack.
Drop the floor. All right. Now I'm just gonna. The doctor, I'm just going to give you a little massage right here on the taint.
Oh, and, my God. Now you are just out of control.
Hey, it was working, so we're going back to it, right? That's what Brent said.
you should drop that word for the rest of the morning. Let's drop that word.
Oh, boy. Yuzi's going to have a talking to with Johnny.
Sorry.
All right. Listen, we're about to do some celebrity trash here, and it's important that I note that it's brought to you by Warren Miller's Timeless.
Whoa. What's that?
Dang. Well, that's a fabulous movie. One of a long line of Warren Miller films that mark the kickoff to ski season.
Amazing.
Thank
you. And tonight is a show at the Palace of Fine Arts. Of course, Timeless, the kickoff to winter, the movie I narrate and occasionally ski in. Actually, I'm kind of a little like acting bit in this part.
Acting?
Well, I mean, you know, it's me. Not acting like somebody else, but I'm in it. So,
but you had to like play
prepared.
A role, like you had to pretend you were just meeting someone.
We did it. It's an opening. It's like an opening. Oh. How we kind of intro the different segments in the movie and stuff like that. But we did. Yeah, we did a little acting.
Oh. For
a little acting intro. So look forward to that.
Oh, I do.
My acting debut.
So.
Go ahead.
Are you skiing in the film too? Or are you just
Get a chance to ski in this film. All it didn't work out in the schedule, unfortunately, because they went. Remember, I did that whole Iceland last year at this time.
Yeah.
I went to Iceland, had that amazing trip, and I was in the segment. This year, I was during the winter. My schedule was pretty gnarly booked, and the thing with these shoots is that they come up kind of last minute. Like they don't really know where they're going to go. They have a rough idea, but so much of it depends on conditions. And this year, Europe was going off, or this season. So they nailed like Austria and France. And so there's incredible segments in there. And I got invited to go on two of them, and neither of them worked out.
Oh,
because that's something
poor thing.
I know.
Oh, no.
Feel sorry for me.
Oh, poor Johnny. Your world traveling was curtailed this year.
It's brutal, you know, because I've been to Europe so many times.
Yes.
But I've just never experienced it in that way.
And you still haven't.
Anyways.
Oh, you poor dear.
I know. It's a great film. Marcus Cassin is in town. I just saw him last night. But we'll be at the show tonight, which is at the Palace of Fine Arts.
So they set that up like a theater?
Yeah. Oh, it's cool. Yeah. Yeah. There's a huge screen because, you know, it's like a stage theater.
Yeah.
It's a theater. And it's, 3,000 seats or something. The whole thing is packed.
Wow.
And they have a huge screen. And, you know, it's a show. There's an intermission and there's, like, bring the kids. There's a bar and there's
kids love that.
That was the wrong timing of it all, but you get the idea. They have like booths and all the different ski vendors are kind of selling their wares.
So it's a whole ski
free swag.
Night if you're into
it
skiing.
It is. It's really cool. It's kind of like you gather and talk skiing with everyone.
Oh
and
my
get fired
god! It sounds like a dream.
It's pretty cool. And then there's another show at the Palace the following night. That's the 7th. And then the Castro is a really fun show.
Right.
Because that's a cool neighborhood,
goes
and
off.
You know you go off and party after that. That's November. November 22nd and at 7:30, and then tons of more shows around the Bay Area and San Francisco. WarrenMiller.com starting tonight, going through
this
November 26th.
Specifically tonight, you're going to be at.
I am.
Are you doing like a Q&A?
I will go. I usually get up on stage at intermission, say a few words, mm-hmm. and give out some swag.
I see.
I'm also doing something that you can do happy hour with me at Mosley's. We're raising money for the Kincaid.
Ding, ding, sure.
Shame.
Raising money for the Kincaid Fire.
For the Kincaid
no
Fires.
Shame in that.
Raising
right.
money for the Kincaid Fires. Mount Gay. Our mm-hmm. friends at Mount Gay are hosting like a storied kind
of
cocktail hour.
Yeah, you have all kinds of
hour.
Stuff going on today.
Yeah, I'm going
What's
from
Mount
here
Gay? That's the
to there.
Bourbon.
Remember Mount Gay?
It's rum.
I remember it's
Mount
rum. I knew it was brown.
Yeah. When we went on the rum. Boat last year.
So fun.
They made these crazy, I mean, I the remember drinks. About half of that boat ride. And then I have like little like mental photographs from the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Invading the yacht club.
Oh, yeah.
Dancing to the reggae band. I'm like, oh my God.
That was fun.
I still wear the jacket.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good.
Jacket's really nice.
Lots of people are still wearing that. Yeah. Those little Mount Gay unspillable. Oh, I should give those to Marianne, the unspillable cups.
Oh, those are great. Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking. So,
the Mosley's thing.
You can start at 3 o'clock if you really want to get this done. I'm there from 3 to 5.
Today.
Yeah, we'll do rum tasting. We have like the rum sommelier, this guy Dom, who knows all the, you know, he talks about it. And then we go straight to the movie.
Wow.
So if you want to really get it started with me and Marin and then go, then we'll head to the movie. So
what time's the movie?
Did I plug that long enough? 7:30, WarrenMiller.com. There's probably tickets available. I don't know if it's sold out or not.
You can click on the tickets.
Yeah, I really want to go. It's just late nights are tough.
I know.
I'm thinking about it right now, actually, considering it.
Sounds like a lot of fun. You going to have time to get a nap in today?
I'm going to need to.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. We'll see.
All right, it's time for the trash.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Warren Miller. Don't say any more about no. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Oh, what?
Did you have something else to say?
No. Go.
Tied with Iota? Right. You mean Mighty Iota?
Yeah, no. MightyIota.com, everybody.
I was thinking about my nap.
All right. So every week on Wednesday, we do the best songs in the country at this moment. They are the Billboard Hot 100.
Mm.
We're going to start with number 100.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long list.
Okay.
It's a song called Somebody, and it's by Internet Money, Lil Tecca. Your favorite nerd, and a boogie with the hoodie.
That's right.
All right, here we go.
Here it is.
All right.
He's lonely too.
He just wants somebody. Well, if he didn't make everybody turn into dancers.
You know, there's this interview that Vaughn showed me. It was hilarious with Lil Tecca, and he's talking about his song. He breaks down his lyrics.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. He's like, I got no guns, man. I got no guns for nobody. And he's just talking about how he came up with these lyrics, you know, because these kids just say things because it's cool to say, and it rhymes, and it's just wordplay.
I told you he was a nerd for
with
this
you.
Guy. It's okay. I don't want to hear it.
You do want to hear it. You want to see it.
He's got skills, though. You like it. He's got skills.
You know, I appreciate him because he embraces his braces. He's like 17 years old.
Oh, really?
Like, right,
Oh, cool.
Anytime like this, my God.
He's a little kid.
I don't have no guns for nobody.
Yeah, he's
but I'm going to tell you, it made a good rhyme in the song.
He's a scrawny little boy that just, you know, made a big hit.
Who you ask for ransom?
So I got to appreciate that, you know.
Cool.
Yeah. We're going to skip to number 10 now.
Oh, I thought you were going to try to outdo me on the longest list ever. It's like, of course.
I'm not.
She's going to go to 100.
It's just always funny to see what's at number 100. At number 10, ooh, almost out of the top 10, Billie Eilish, Bad Guy. This is you got to play the Billie Eilish version.
This is with Billie Eilish and Justin Bieber. It's two of the best in the world at the same goddamn time.
I thought this was Billy. Oh, that's Bieber. That's right.
That's correct.
Yeah. He picked it up after, I guess.
Yeah.
He made it better, right?
It is actually a cute version. All right.
All right.
All right, enough of that. Right. Number 9 is Lil Nas X, his follow-up to Old Town Road. It's called Panini. At number 8 is Chris Brown, He Bites Chicks, featuring... It's Chris Brown and Drake. No guidance.
That's correct.
It's at number 8.
Thanks for mentioning Drake, Sarah.
Yeah, I knew you want me to get Drake in there.
Did you hear that Kylie's dating Drake right now?
I heard that they...
are seeing each other?
Yeah, there were some rumors last week. You know, it might have been when you were in Hawaii that came up, but...
Yeah, I thought it was rumors, and everybody, the internet wanted them to date, is what I thought.
Like, they were at a couple parties together.
But why not?
Were they just at the parties both at the same time, or were they, like, you know, arm in arm or whatever?
I didn't see any pictures of them.
No pictures of canoodling.
Yeah,
none of that.
But why
well,
not?
I know. I wouldn't be surprised.
One of the best musicians in the world with a billionaire teenager.
Oh, my God. I just...
I want to believe that. Why not? Sounds true to me.
It's sure. Why not? I got a story coming up about what Kim Kardashian did for her mom's birthday.
Oh.
I swear to God, these people, I think they just sit around thinking up things to do. You know,
they probably have a whole meeting on like, here's our top 10 things we're going to do.
Yeah.
And
what's going to get our press.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. They do that. Yeah.
It's insanity what she did.
I would love to do what she did. And right. I dream about that all the time.
It is actually, it's amazing and touching, and but also annoying and just a knife twister, you know?
People with money.
Yeah. Okay, coming in at number 7 is...
Wait, what happened? What'd she do?
I'll do the story. I'll do the story coming up. I'm going to get through this.
I thought I missed it. I thought I was singing Kiki. And I was like, great song.
Can you please stop playing friggin' Drake songs?
I'm trying to play what's, you know.
Kanye West's Follow God is number 7.
All right.
Lizzo, Good as Hell. Mm. Number 6.
Walk your fine ass out the door.
Feeling good as hell. At number 5 is also Lizzo, Truth Hurts. At number 4 is Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello, Señorita. Post Malone at number 3. Actually, you were mentioning
Circles.
Post Malone would be a great show to see at the Chase Center.
That would be really cool. Yeah, I'm into him. I've been like, I've had his album on repeat lately while I'm running and stuff.
It's so funny. Like,
it's interesting.
Like, he has just won me over. At first, I'm like, oh, this guy. Now I'm like, oh, this guy. Circles is number 3.
Yeah. Hey, you know that little flutter? Does he do that or is that an effect?
I think that's him doing that. Let's listen to it again.
Right there. Yeah. It's he does it a lot.
Cold.
That
sounds like an effect in a way,
yeah,
right?
It does kind of sound digital.
Does
a little
he do
bit,
it on all his songs?
A lot. I mean, that song's heavy on it in different spots.
That's
but
cool.
I didn't know if it was like an auto tune or what.
Right. I can't really tell.
It's pretty cool.
It sounds like he's shaking a little bit.
He's
probably just shaking.
Yeah.
At number 2, Our Obsession has fallen to 2nd place. Oh. Louis Capaldi, Someone You Loved.
Open up.
Okay, enough of that.
Daybreak.
Turn it down.
Into nightfall.
Get it up.
It's a yarner. That's a yarner. I'd be mad if I was Post Malone. Put him up top again. Swap it.
Well, but he's a former number 1.
It's hard to sing this song. It hurts your throat, you know?
Because it kind of sounds like this the whole time.
There's so much passion behind it, you know?
He's getting a sweet voice when he's singing. The day breaks! Oh, wow.
Do you go and see that guy in concert, though? What do? Sit there the whole time and watch him?
Yeah, you just sit there and be like, oh, my God, the piano just sounds amazing.
I'm sure he's fantastic. He's an Alice artist, so
yeah, that's true. He's amazing. That's true. I can't
think, I mean, really like him.
Yes.
I enjoy his music a lot.
Very much. You're just wondering, you know.
I'm just wondering what show I want to see at the Chase Center.
I want to get my vocal cords to be able to do that.
Yeah.
It's like... That's some scary.
And a brand new number 1 with a bullet, everybody.
Brand new.
Oh, 2 weeks on the charts. It debuted in 15th place and hopped right up to 1st place. It's Selena Gomez, Lose You to Love Me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's number a huge one. Jump, huh?
Yeah, it is. Number 1 song in America at this moment, everyone. The best song in the USA.
Also in rotation at Alice.
Yes, another big song at Alice. Okay, here we go. I'm going to just walk you through what Kim Kardashian did for her mother, Kris, for her birthday.
Mm.
And this is why I'm convinced that these people, when there isn't a camera on them, they just sit around thinking of ways to spend their money.
Mm.
Like
I
this,
see what you're saying, yeah.
This has got to be very expensive. Kim Kardashian gave her mom like just a whole blast from the past birthday. So, Kris turned 64 years old yesterday, and Kim went, she somehow rented out her parents' old home, the house that she grew up in, the one that she lived
with
in with Robert Kardashian,
not
the one with Bruce Jenner. So, she rents out her old house, and she rented every car that her parents had ever owned.
Jeez.
So, as they pull into this place, they're each in... a car that, like, I don't know if they had one of those old Woody wagons, you know, whatever. Sure. Maybe they only had Bugattis and Rolls Royces. I don't know. But she rents.
I've seen Mercedes.
Of course. So that she rents all the cars that they ever owned. And then then she's trying to trick them into not knowing. She makes it seem like they're going to lunch at the Beverly Hills Hotel, and they pull through there. But then they keep going, and they wind up at this house. So she kept everybody guessing, all these twists and turns. And in the end, it was at the old Kardashian home. Kris starts crying when she figures out what's going on.
Oh.
Kim says everybody was super emotional during the meal. Kris's daughter sang happy birthday, and she blew out the candles on a cake that was decorated as one of her old vanity license plates. Like a total blast from the past. And as for the lunch, everybody got their own personalized napkins. I don't know, you know, in what way they were personalized. Like, you know, they each had their own ass
their
on there.
Name
I'm
on
not
it.
Sure. Right. And then in keeping with the throwback theme, Kim recreated the family's old table settings, complete with a landline phone. She used their old wallpaper as decor.
Wow.
I don't even know how she did the research for this.
They must have pictures and videos and stuff like that.
She says, Kim says, I didn't cry until I went into the old bathroom. Because, you know, this is the house that these little girls had grown up in.
Yeah.
And she went in the old bathroom, closed the door, and cried. She said everyone felt the presence of their father, Robert Kardashian.
Aww.
Rest in peace.
That is just over the top.
It is over
and
the top.
And so fantastic.
Super
I always
sweet.
Have dreams about our old homes that we grew up in.
That's so funny.
And I wish I could, like, buy two of them in Noe Valley.
Oh.
But, God, they're so wonderful. But
and expensive, I'm sure.
Yeah. No kidding.
Hmm.
Yep.
So good for Kim. Hit it out of the ballpark again, Kimmy.
They always do. Yeah. They've always got to one-up the last one that did it.
And they do.
I'd like to know where the idea originated from. And then, obviously, she's got a production team around her. So, let's do this and let's do that. And let's rent those cars. And
right. No.
That's cool. All those people that probably had those cars were waiting for a little bit of a payday.
Sure. Yeah, you can rent the car for the day.
Sweet.
It'll be $12,000.
Right, exactly.
No problem.
Yeah, no, yeah, none at all. There is no budget.
Spread it around. Yeah, there is no budget.
No budget.
It's all gravy to them. She just created a little mini series of their life for Instagram.
You're right. It was probably on or going to be on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
You know what? How did I not think of that?
So
of course
he
it was.
Probably paid for it.
Right.
Absolutely.
Kim said, I want to do something that's like a blast from the past.
Right, exactly.
And they were like, oh my God, we got you.
That's great.
Okay, I'm going to pretend like this is my idea. So just nobody say anything when I'm like, oh my God, you're welcome for all the hard work I did.
Your vocal fry is on point.
Embrace it. It's amazing. Thank you. Quickly, I want to go through. I got a little bit of a Batman update. I don't know. Do you have a care factor on Batman?
I don't.
I never even saw the Ben Affleck Batman. Did you see that?
I saw one that I really liked.
With Ben Affleck?
No, like Michael Keaton.
Oh,
Heath Ledger?
Oh boy. You're on the same page as me. He was the Joker.
Right, when he died. He died on that film or something.
He died after he filmed that. Mm-hmm. He between the time he finished the film and the time he got the Oscar for the performance,
okay.
He croaked.
All right.
So
The Dark Knight, that was in 2008.
Yeah, so that's the last one you've seen then.
That was it.
You know what? I didn't even
good.
See that one.
How many are
Sounds
there?
About
Ben
right.
Affleck, Christian Bale, Michael Keaton, George Clooney. Val Kilmer.
So, what was the most recent one?
No, this is
Ben Affleck was in one.
Ben Affleck was a Batman.
Oh, okay.
This is him in an interview asking, you know, no one cares about my movie Live by Night. What movie Live by Night? All they want to hear about is. Play me the little clip. Yeah, because no one cares about that. They care about Batman. So now he's not Batman anymore. And the person who's Batman is, the guy's name is Robert Pattinson, who you might know
Twilight.
From the Twilight Zone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Not the Twilight Zone, the Twilight.
Twilight.
The Twilight movies. But I have a little bit more casting detail for the Robert Pattinson Batman. It looks like Colin Farrell is going to be the Penguin.
Mm.
He is going to be joining previously announced villains, the Riddler, Paul Dano, and Catwoman, who's Zoe Kravitz. I love her. She's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Serkis is in talks. He's the guy who played Gollum. He's also a leader Snoke in the most recent, the Star Wars movies, The Force Awakens and The Last Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, they defeat him in the second movie. Spoiler alert, Snoke goes down.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also, he's in the Marvel comic universe. I don't know all the characters in that, or Marvel cinematic universe. Ulysses Klaue. There's people out there yelling, you stupid girl, you don't know about that. So anyway, he is going to be, well, if the talks work out, he'll be the butler, Alfred. Mm. So he'll be working with Batman. This new Batman is coming out June of 2021. Yesterday, we were talking about Two-Face, who was played by Tommy Lee Jones in the original movie. Someone was being put out there as possible casting for... Do you remember who it was?
No, I don't remember who it was. I think we had to look up his name or
and
what
then
else he did.
Robert Pattinson right now is training with a Brazilian jiu-jitsu expert named Regan Machado. And he also worked with Keanu. This is the guy who worked with Keanu Reeves on the stunts and choreography for the John Wick movies. So expect some...
You like those movies? I almost watched that on the plane. Is it a plane movie? John Wick 3? I almost dialed it up yesterday.
Did you watch the first John Wicks?
No. All the John... You can watch all in any order. It's fine.
John is... My husband, John, is... He freaking loves the John Wick movies.
Oh, sold.
And and I think Vinny's a huge John Wick
fan, too. Yeah, he watches all of them all the time, too. I put one on like 2 days ago just to have it on. Because it's just fun.
It's just killing.
It's killing. It's just, exactly.
Good time choreographed killing.
100 different ways to kill somebody.
Sure.
I like it.
Anyway, so did you find out who we were talking about
yesterday? Is it Aaron Eckhart?
No, Aaron Eckhart? He's like a producer, isn't he?
Nah, Aaron Eckhart's a actor, and he's actually, I think, from the peninsula.
Oh.
He grew up around here.
What do I know him from? I do know the name.
Oh, that's Viggo Mortensen I'm thinking of. That was the Thank You for Not Smoking. But Aaron Eckhart, he's like a handsome... what were the movies he was in?
We'll find
He's good. He's really good.
All right. So they're talking about him maybe as Two-Face?
He
was Thank You for Not Smoking.
No, I know, but they're talking about they're casting Two-Face for the new Batman movie.
I know.
So Aaron Eckhart may be that guy.
No, I know, but I'm saying that's how you know him from. I think he's from Thank You for Not Smoking is how you know him.
I didn't see that movie, so I don't know.
Oh, you didn't
see
that movie?
I know him from something else.
It's an incredible movie.
All right, what's coming up in the news, Johnny?
Oh, well, do you think that running, once a week would help you? Just once a week? Like, we'll talk about that a little bit.
Should I answer that now?
Do you know what cuffing is?
Cuffing?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay, well, there you go.
After this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
So if I have...
We're on right now. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Johnny Mosley is sitting in for Vinny today. Vinny's having a procedure done. Gotta do it. And we'll see him back tomorrow and hear the whole story.
Yeah.
If you want to watch this show, go to radioalice.com/watch. All the cameras around here, they're all... You can check out Johnny Mosley. Oh, you put your hat on!
Oh.
Your hair was so flouncy and fabulous.
I'll remove it shortly.
Just, several different looks.
I go in phases. Yeah.
You heat up too much, you got to take the lid off.
That's right.
And now it's time for the news.
All right, the news today is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and they offer local loans. So your money starts and stays in the community, which we love. Learn more at FremontBank.com. We love them. They were in here last time I was in here. The women from Fremont Bank.
That's right.
They were.
That's so funny.
Shout out to them.
Right. Yeah.
They were cool. I liked them. Yeah, I shared a scone or two with them.
Yeah. Oh my God, those scones were so good. Ridiculously delicious.
That was when Vinny ate it on the slide board machine.
Oh, right. Oh,
that.
My God. Yeah.
Good times. Good times.
That's right.
Oh, matter of fact, check out the video at the Alice Instagram.
Nice.
Yeah. Shows
nice.
All you guys.
Yeah, excellent. We were all, excellent. Boy, we were killing it on that slide machine. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, one of us wasn't. His name was Johnny.
You did pretty good yourself.
You did.
I hung it, but I couldn't do it without the poles.
Well, that's okay. Happen.
Yeah.
I'm sure
yeah.
Johnny couldn't do it without the poles. At one time.
Yeah, when he was nine.
Yeah. Back when I was nine.
In the womb.
All right. Lots of news to get to, but did you know, besides it being pre-ski season,
yes,
it's also coinciding with what is called cuffing season.
Yeah, what is cuffing? I don't... Oh, cuffing.
Cuffing. Well, you would think that's
handcuffs.
The obvious. That
yeah.
could lead to that, but do you want to take some guesses what it might be?
Cuffing. Oh, Vaughn wants to...
Vaughn
wants to make a guess.
I thought it was cuffing too.
Handcuffing.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Come here. Wait. He's got.
All right, hold on. He's got a guess.
He got something set.
What do you got?
Vaughn, what is Vaughn? Here. What's cuffing season?
Get on that mic. Oh, wait. Let me turn up. Hold on. Okay.
Yeah, turn that mic on for him.
Excellent. Yeah. So,
excellent.
What's up, Johnny?
Hey.
So, cuffing season is definitely a thing, especially when I was an undergrad. Like, when you're like, during the summertime, you're single, it's hot outside and all that, you're at a beach, want to be single and party. Then as it begins getting colder, fall comes around, winter comes around, you want someone to cuff, to cuddle up to be like your
thing. So you cuff someone to you for the holidays.
Exactly, for the
holidays.
Someone
to bring home to mom and dad over Thanksgiving.
That's right.
Someone to get a Christmas present from.
Exactly.
A little New Year's Eve kiss, and then break up.
Before Valentine's Day.
That's
right.
Oh, my God.
Did you?
Is that right?
That's it. Vaughn, ding, ding, ding.
Vaughn, once or twice, he says.
Vaughn is a cuffer. Who knew?
Our senior young expert.
That's right.
Our senior young single. Single expert
right.
in the field. Thank you, senior young expert correspondent.
Yeah, so right now it's preseason.
Preseason cuffing going on right now.
Well, no. It's actually people are cuffing for this season the holidays. People
so this
are
is it. We are
holidays.
Now in cuffing season.
We are.
See.
And I'm curious though, Vaughn. He went to do the cameras. So yeah, people are to get through the winter. It's a temporary relationship people are settling into to get through. The winter, but they rarely survive past the spring.
So you're saying if you get your new boyfriend in October or November, he's just cuffing with you.
Most likely. That was my question. Are you both like, hey, let's just hook up for the winter? Or are you upfront about it? Or that's
I'll
what
bet
I wanted
there
to ask
are
Mom.
Probably some people who are upfront about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's circumstantial.
Right.
But then
sounds like
sometimes
a seasonal booty call. Really.
Someone's tricking you into, satisfying
I really do
your
love
mom's
you.
Need to
yeah
you to have a girlfriend or whatever.
It coincides with another story where apparently when your sexual system is activated, this is a research out of the University of Rochester in New York,
sexual system,
that's what
activated.
They call it, we'll immediately start telling lies to improve our chances of getting it on. Just immediately start lying, embellishing your they say it's not huge lies, just people, find ways to emphasize different parts
of themselves.
Yes.
Well.
So I'm imagining a lot of that's happening right now during cuffing season.
Sure.
Uh-huh. And so it probably starts like that and ends up as a cuff.
So your lie might be, I totally want to get married and have kids.
that's right. That works.
I'm looking for something long term here.
There it is. Yeah. But you might not say yeah, exactly.
Let's hook up until say January 9th.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Maybe a little. Yeah. When do you start the process of exiting so you're ready for the spring?
Because
you don't want
to. I think
what
you do is you have a fight on New Year's Eve. I think that's where you start it.
That's got
to
be the top holiday for fights, right?
Ghosting now. Just ghost. That's what
right.
you do.
Unfortunately, if someone knows where you live, it's
a lot harder
to ghost. It's easier to ghost on someone you've just had a couple dates with on Tinder or whatever the kids are using.
Yeah, where you just met up.
Right.
Yeah.
We met in a well-lit area every time. It was
right. So here we are thinking, they're actually having we're so dumb. I'm thinking they're having a conversation with each other at a bar and discussing their plans. They're
but
not doing
they're
any
not.
Of that.
No.
And actually this cuffing season story is according to Match.com.
Oh.
So, of course, they're just you don't even have. There's no.
So
no,
people might
there's
actually,
no upfront discussion that has to happen. You just connect,
right?
And then
you disconnect.
You ghost, and you're out,
right?
So awesome, so easy.
Is it awesome or is it Boy.
It does avoids those awkward conversations.
Do you ever wish that, because you and I have both been married a long time and mm-hmm. that, you know, like we never had anything like this in our youth.
No.
I mean, I suppose you've been a celebrity your whole life, so it was probably a little bit easier for you to get a hookup. But, you know, would you have been into this online dating thing?
I think I would have.
Sexting and stuff? Would you have been into that?
Well, that's scary. I think I wouldn't even recognize that that's like dangerous, you know.
Well, as long as you don't put your face in there.
That's true. Yeah. I don't really get off on that. I kind of like the real thing. I'm not like a
so
big
photos are not
phone
your thing.
Guy photos thing.
I have 100 more questions, but I don't know if they're appropriate to ask.
But I'm not like, send me a naked photo.
You wouldn't want the naked photo?
I mean, I've requested them from Malia once in a while on the road.
Does she hook it up or what?
No. Well, she's not going to put a photo of her out there, but she'll send something, you know, good. Something, you know, there.
No, I don't know.
What does that
mean? Well, just like something interesting. I don't know. Like it won't be naked or anything like that, but she'll come up with something. I can't remember. You know,
like is it actually her though? She didn't
or I have
from,
some
like,
sly shots
Google.
I've taken of her too. You know that
like that looks pretty good.
Yeah. So I will scroll through my photos here and there.
Your Malia file.
Well, and then of course there's Instagram, which is like you know I get all these suggestions. But what's scary about Instagram? You know, you click on one photo of a girl, and then all of a sudden, your whole feed is filled with like a million. You know. And these aren't like sex shots or anything like that.
But they're
but
like
just,
people who want to be friends with you. They want
no,
you to be
no,
no.
These
with
are
them.
Like I might click on a girl surfer or something like that, or like you know someone who's like another influencer or something, and then that I you know met or something on some other event, and I'll follow her, and then I'll click on her, and then all of a sudden my feed's filled with other people in bathing suits or surf like that type of stuff.
Oh, and then Malia's like, what the F is going on your Instagram?
Exactly. I'm like, no, I just was researching, you know, for my thing. Yeah, exactly.
I see.
Where was I? Now I lost my train of thought. So where do you think the best place to get a temporary
cuff?
I don't even know. I'm not sure that's the proper. Oh, yeah. So they say, okay, cuff. Where do you
Tinder? Is it online dating?
I'm talking about a city.
Probably someplace sucky.
Vegas.
Like, oh, Vegas.
I was thinking.
You're
Vegas.
Right. Someplace sucky.
But someplace
Suckier.
Cold.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thinking like Minneapolis.
You're getting there.
St. Paul.
Michigan.
Boston.
Indianapolis.
Indianapolis.
Yes.
We're getting cuffed in Indianapolis.
Yep. And other top cities are San Diego, Denver, Chicago, Memphis. Houston, San Antonio, Columbus. I think that was on the list. Los Angeles. The worst city for cuffing?
New York City.
No.
Was it Vegas?
Miami.
Weird
it's not
one.
Vegas?
Yeah, you're not one's going to. El Paso, Texas.
Oh.
I mean, is that even on a list of anything?
No.
Oh,
it's on a list of towns, I guess.
Other worst cities are D.C., Fort Worth, Texas, Dallas.
Are
whatever.
People just, they're too serious. They're serious about their love there. They don't want to just,
it.
Right.
That's must
gotta
be it. Must be
cuffing.
It.
I learned a new thing.
Cuffing, yeah.
Apparently our youth correspondent was... our senior youth correspondent.
He nailed it. Thanks, Vaughn. Good job, Vaughn.
Nice job, Vaughn. Good job, man.
All right. Obviously, I'm really into fitness, as you know.
Yeah.
So
I see you.
I thought this story was interesting.
Work out.
I'll work out.
Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body.
Gosh. It seems like these days, though, no matter what you do, you look and you're like, I'm still a fat ass.
It's because we're old.
It's just like... Yeah. What the hell, you know? But this is interesting because I'm like a guy who I like running.
Yeah.
And I will sometimes, like the other day, I just hauled off and ran for like an hour. And I was limping, literally. Like, that's a long time to run, you know? And I ran up some hills and stuff like that. And I'll do that. Like, I'll go without running for a week or two, and then I'll just go for like a 10-miler, you know?
Wow.
I like the pain, you know? It's great. Sir,
that's
something like that, or 3 mile, or something
long.
Like that.
Jesus,
just to see if I can. But this new research says running just once a week could significantly lower your risk of death.
Oh,
yeah. So even at a slow pace, it's beneficial for your health and could help lower an individual's risk of death. Let's see. Look, on the,
it's just about getting your heart rate up.
I think that's it.
Your heart's got to be used to once in a while getting a workout.
Right.
And then it's just like, I'll be prepared for the next time. I'm going to be ready.
Exactly.
For the next time.
You got to like work. You got to use it or lose it. You got to get that heart up.
Oh, God. It's so annoying running.
But look, it's just once a week for less than 50 minutes at a speed of less than 6 miles per hour.
Did you say less than 15 minutes?
It's 50. 50.
Oh, who's going to run for 50 minutes? Jesus, what are you trying to
tell
yourself?
It says less than. It says less than.
Well, like how much less than? 49 minutes less than?
It doesn't say. But even less than 6 miles per hour was found. That's like a walk is like 4 miles per hour, right? So that's just like a fast walk significantly reduced the risk of, death from all causes. 23% lower risk of death from cancer. 30% lower risk of death from cardiovascular disease.
All right, I'll try and do it.
So that's good. That's good.
Do it. It'll never happen.
All right. Are we finished with the news?
We are done.
Okay.
We're gonna see how you're doing now.
Oh, okay.
Any text?
People are saying. So someone says they just watched a documentary, The Game Changer. Johnny mentioned being super into fitness. Is he plant based?
Ooh, I would like to say no. I'm not plant based.
You'd like to say you were, but
I like it, but I can't. I haven't been able to go there. I did try one of those Beyond Meat things at Burger King the other day.
Yeah,
it was good. Mm. I mean, I didn't notice. I mean, it was fine. Like,
just tasted like a patty.
It did. It's a little freaky that it's like, you know, this process. I thought we were trying to avoid processed foods, so I'm very confused why. I mean, I understand the value of it, right? Because you can't feed the whole world on meat anymore. It's just too much. So I get the value of getting protein to people in an alternate form. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to get it, honestly, through just plants, you know. Right. So I get it, but it's weird that you're eating such a processed thing that, you know,
constantly told to eat natural foods.
And then all of a sudden now this Beyond Meat, deal, like, this is what we got to do. So I'm very confused.
415 says, you know, cuffin season has started when, hey, you text start from your exes.
Hey, you.
Hey,
you.
What's
sup,
your
girl?
Deal?
Uh-huh. 510, my husband and I cuffed in October, and now 15 years later, we're here.
That's the thing. I mean,
sweet. You might find someone you love.
It's actually a great. That's what you should do. You should be like, hey, you want to cuff and see how it goes? That's better than being like, hey, I think I want to have kids and get married, and I think you're
lying
the one.
About it, right?
Yeah, you should, let's try this out. Let's cuff for the winter and see how it goes. I mean, that's how most people do deals.
Just write out a little contract. Say we're going to revisit this on January 9th.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why I'm picking that date.
415 says John Mayer has a song about it, and called St. Patrick's Day. Here it is. Here comes the cold.
Yeah.
Oh. Slow.
Yeah, it's kind of weak.
He didn't say cuff, though. I was expecting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's too bad.
So his
but
point
he's talking about cold.
Is to keep it the cuffing all the way up to St. Patrick's Day.
You know, I haven't got to that lyric yet, so.
Sounds about right. That's when my wife and I coupled up when we started cuffing. St. Patrick's Day. It's a good
holiday. Oh, is that right?
It's a good holiday to get linked up on,
Well, sure.
St. Patrick's Day.
You see someone at their worst on St. Patrick's Day. If you can get past that, it's all good.
I like her. Hey, what's coming up in Celebrity Trash, Tara? Did I say Tara?
It's fine.
Hey, Tara, what's up?
I'm just so amazed that you just asked me for a tease. That's amazing.
What's up in the trash?
Johnny Mosley, everybody. All right, in the trash, celebrate Christmas like Mariah.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.